The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korbanot. We studied in Mishmat Avraham ben Esther, Wachim Tenechenu ben Eden, Fashu Amiki ben Jamie, Latzahat ben Yamin, Mordechai ben Esther. We begin today's daf on Samechtet Amud Rishon. We are starting from Amar Bishak. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down. Amar Bishak. Shamarti Shtayim. New point. I heard two halachot regarding a zar. Achat kemitzad zar v'achat melikat zar. Achat tered v'achat lo tered v'lo yadana. I heard about a zar making kemitzah, taking the flour out of the mincha, and I heard about a zar making melikah. In one of the halachot, they said it's pasul, if you put it on the mizbeah, you gotta take it off. And in one they said it's okay to leave it on the mizbeah, but yavad. But I don't know which one is what. So the Gemara says, Amar Chizkiya, Mistavra, Kimitza Tered, Milika Lo Tered. He says, Mistaber, that Kimitza of Azar, you gotta take off the Mizbeah, but Milika is okay. So the Gemara says, why? Maishena Milika. What's the reason why you tell me Milika Lo Tered, Tiyishna Bibama? So we're going back to the Bama. Because so, well, let's say a Zar made Milika by a Bama. It's okay. Zar. Bama is the private altars, yeah? Who used to serve on the private altars? Zar. And if he makes milika on the Bama, it's okay. So we see there's a service by a Zar, at least in a in a Bama, I understand. However, Kimitzah na meyeshna Bama. Kimitzah also is done by a Zar. The same logic that you tell me the Kimitzah lo tered. So, I'm sorry, Milika lo tered, Kimitza lo tered also. Who do you think did the Kimitza by the Bama? The Zar. Gemara says, Vichitema en mincha be Bama. Okay, what are you talking about? You're going to answer me, there was no menachot by the Bama. So for the same money that you tell me there was no menachot, guess what? En ofot name be Bama. Those two go hand in hand. There was no birds by the Bama either. How do we know that? The Amar of Shishat, the Devrei Omer, Yesh mincha be Bama. Yesh gam, yesh ofot bebama. Udadvrea omer en mincha, en ofot. Mai ta'ama, zivachim velo menachot. Zivachim velo ofot. They go hand in hand. If you tell me there was menachot, there was birds. If you tell me there was no menachot, there was no birds either. They learn from the pasuk, says zivachim. Zivachim velo menachot, zivachim velo ofot. So therefore, you have no question. You have no proof. Because Mr. Bear, that the Milika is okay with the Avad. Because, you know, Milika was done by the Bama. So he said, what do you mean? The same way Milika was done by the Bama by Azar, Kimitza was also done. He says, no. There was no Minha by the Bama. If there was no Minha by the Bama, there was no Milika by the Bama either. They work hand in hand. So you have no Raya. It's either all or nothing. If you're learning from Bama, it's either all or nothing. So the Gemara says, fine, we have to have a new reason. What's the reason why the rabbi said that Milika b'di'avad is okay, but Kimitza is not? Ela ema, en kiddush b'chli sharet b'minhad b'mama. Which means, really, we're going according to the opinion, there was Milika by the Bama, and there was Minha by the Bama. But the Minha that was brought to Bama was different. They didn't use a keli sharet. They didn't use a special vessel. They didn't sanctify it in a special vessel. So therefore, we never found this similar service kosher by a zar somewhere else. Yeah, even though they had kibitzah by the what do you call it by the bama, but they didn't use it in a klisharit. So it's not the same item. So therefore, but Midika was the same exact item. Midika was done by Azaz, same story. Take the bird, do the Midika, it works, works. But she ain't came by Kemitza, even though there was Midika by the Bama, the sister didn't use a Kli Sharet. So therefore, which they didn't put the Midika in a Kli Sharet before the Kemitza, so therefore there was no Ra'ayah. No Ra'ayah. Comes the Gemara and says, Alak Mismol or Balayla. So what do we say in the Mishnah? Right, with the Avad, it's okay. If you slaughtered with the left hand, I mean, Milika with the left hand, it's Pasul. But since Lo Yered, meaning if you didn't put it on the Mizbayah, it's okay, so therefore it's not considered Nevela, therefore it's not Mitame Beta Beli'ah, and the same thing with Laila and all that. Tarun Banan. Yachol Tehem Milika Shihil Lifnim Mitamea Begadim Beta Beli'ah, Tamud Roman Nevela. This bride is talking about, let's say a milika was done by a pasul. You had a kohen that was pasul. He made milika in the azara. What would you say? Milika of a pasul ba'azara. Is it going to be tamim betabili'ah? So the Gemara says, tamud oman nevela. A nevela is mitamim betabili'ah. And therefore, this is not a nevela. Since it was made, Milika was done in the Azara, even though it was done by a Pasul, it doesn't make it a Nevela. The Torah says Nevela. It's not a Nevela. Therefore, it's okay with the Abad. So Gemara says, Hainami Nevelahi. Who told you? Maybe this is a Nevela also. Maybe since it was done by a Pasul, the Milika of a Pasul makes it a Nevela. The Gemara answers, only Nevelas are a problem. Maybe this is a Nevela. Who told you that Shechita of a Pasul doesn't make it a Nevela? Maybe it's included. Ela Tamud Omar Terefa. And the Pasuk of Nevela compares, it says Terefa as well. So the Gemara is going to make a hekesh between the word Nevela and Terefa. And the Gemara is going to say like this. Ma Terefa She'en Materita Isur. Av kol she'en materet ha'isur yatza melika shi lefnim hu'il v'im materet et ha'isur. Which means like this. What type of item is called a nevela? A type of nevela that's not matir anything. Just like a terefa. A terefa is a type of psul that by doing it, it wasn't matir anything. What do I mean to say? I'll explain to you. When the animal or when the bird is still alive, can you bring it on the Mizbayah? No. It's asur to bring it on the Mizbayah. So therefore, the Shechita or the Melika is matirit to put it on the Mizbayah. So therefore, something that's matirit from something that was asur before is not considered a Nevela. Which means therefore, even let's say in the case where you made a milika by a zav and by a pasul, if you put it on the mizbeach b'di avad, it'll be okay. So if it was matir, something that was asur before, it was asur to bring it when it was still alive, and now you're bringing it after. Mashegan a terefa's asur before even terefa's it's a blemish. It was never matir anything. So the Gemara says like this: Ma terefa she'en matirit ita isur. Terefa doesn't matir something that was forbidden before. So of course she'en matirit ita isur, which means it's got to be a type of nevela that wasn't matir anything. Yatzam melika chi lifnim. This melika was done inside the azara. Who ilvi matirit ita isur? Which is even if the korban was basu shekosman she korban hay. Exactly. This nevela was matir something. So it was not considered a nevela. You have to point again. A terefa is not matir anything. Terefa is asur before, it's asur after. Nothing changed. Mashi'enken, this nevela, it was asur before when it was in the azara, because it was alive. Could you put it when it was alive? No. This melika in the azara, what did it do? It was matir something. It matir the issue that was on it before. Now that doesn't make it a nevela. Therefore, I'm going to say it's okay. So Gemara says, "O ilvi matir the issue, em mitamei bekadim betabeliyah." Now, hamolek kadashim bahutz. Okay, what do you do? Kadashim Bahutz. He took a korban outside the Azara, made Melika, Umolek Chulin. Or you made Melika on Chulin, Bim Bifnim Bim Bahutz, Hoil Be'en Matidim Meta Isur, Metameim Begadim Abeta Beli'ah. Let's just get these two cases. What's the first case? Kadashim Bahutz. Oh, you never went in the Azara. You did it outside the Azara. Outside the Azara, was it Asur? When it was still alive, was it Asur? Of course, it came. Well, it was not in the Azara. Now you made Melika. Did the Melika matir what was the problem that it had before? No. It was Asur before. After the Melika, since it's outside the Azara, it's still Asur. That's the type of Nevela. That's like a Terevah. That was not matir any Isur. Therefore, it's going to be Metameh, Betabeliah. Or let's take another case. You made Melika on Chulin. Okay, Chulin. Could you ever put Chulin on the Mizbayah? I don't care if the Chulin was outside. I don't care if the Chulin was inside. Now you made Melika. Did Melika matir what was Asur? No. So therefore, it's going to be Metameh, Betabeliah. So that's the basic rule. Melika, Terevah, and Nevela work together. Just like Terevah is a type of item that was not matir anything. Where was Asur before, remains Asur after the Shechita. Terefaz Asur before, Terefaz Asur after. So to a Nevela, as the Torah is saying, is Metameh, is a type of Nevela that didn't matir anything. But if the Nevela was matir something, Kegon, you slaughtered it inside the Azara. But by, I mean, you made Melika inside the Azara by a Pasul. Okay, before you made the Melika, it was a Asur to go on the Mizbayah. But the Avar, if you made the Melika, albeit it was by a Pasul, if it went on the Mizbayah, but the Avar, it's okay. Also, such a Nevela changed the status of it. That's not considered a Nevela to be Mitzvah Mitzvah Bidiyah. That's the rule. Tanya Idach. One more version of this story. Yachol te shechitat chulin lifnin. You did chulin inside. V'kadashim bim bifnin bim bachutz. Metameah betabili'ah. Oh, the Gemara is asking a question. Are these items metameah betabili'ah chulin inside? And kadashim, whether it's inside or outside, tamud omar nevela. And these items are not nevela because you made shechita. We're not talking about melikana. You did shechita. You did shechitat chulin lifnim, or you did shechitat kadashim, bim bifnim bim bachutz. Is that going to be metameh? Tamud domar nevela, and this is not a nevela because you made a shechita. Because hainami nevela. What do you mean? This is a nevela. Bottom line, because bottom line, you did a shechita on chulin lifnim. It's not supposed to. There's no shechita lifnim. So maybe such a shechita does make it a nevela, or you did kadashim bachutz. Such a shechita is not a shechita. Maybe it does make it a nevela. Who told you it's not a nevela? Rav Gamliel says, "Ela tamud omar terefa. Ma terefa shava bifnim mibachutz, af kol shavot bifnim ubachutz." We make a new gezera shava, a new hekesh, just like terefa. Is asur, whether you do it inside or outside. It doesn't matter whether you did it inside or outside. So too, when do we say the Torah is sitting in nevelah to make it bebeta b'di'atameh? Only on things that the inside and the outside are the same. Yatsa shechitat chulin bifnim. Yeah, because shechitat chulin bifnim is really mutar outside. So therefore the inside and the outside are not. If you made shechitat chulin outside, what's the din? Perfect. Inside is a problem. Oh, so that's not like a terefah. Terefah is something that's asut inside and outside. So only nevela that's asut inside and outside. But shechitat chulin outside is mutar, inside is asut. Therefore, doesn't follow the paradigm. The kadashim ben b'fnim ben machutz hoir velo shavu b'fnim kibahutz emetamim b'kadim abet b'di'ah. And so to kadashim as well. The inside is not like the outside. The Gemara is going to explain how. B'shtama chulin lo shavu b'fnim kibahutz. I understand chulin. Because chulin outside is okay, inside is a problem. Ela kadashim idi v'idi pesulim ninu, which means kadashim. Last point, kadashim. We're talking about a bird here, by the way. We're talking about a bird, a bird that's kodesh. Does it make a difference where I make the shechita? If it's kodesh, doesn't make a difference where I slaughter the bird. If I slaughter a bird of kodesh outside, is it good? No. If I slaughter a bird of kodesh inside, is it good? No. I have to make melika on the bird. So therefore, the chaura, it should follow the law of terefa. Ma terefa doesn't make a difference inside and outside. So too, shechitat off. There's no difference between inside and outside. So why are you telling me it's not mitame betabiliyah? The Chavra should be mitame betabiliyah. There's no difference between inside and outside. So Gemara says, Amarava. Imu ila lo shechitat chutz lehayevo karet lo to'ilo letahara mide nevela. Oh, Gemara answers that how do I know that shechitat off kadashim bahutz is not a nevela, even though it should be a nevela, because the chavra is no difference between where I slaughter the bird. You know how I know? What's the law? I take a bird, Kodesh, and I slaughter it outside. Is that considered shote chutz? Halakha says, if I slaughter a korban outside the azarat, it's called shote chutz, it's hayav karet. So I want to, it's an interesting question. I slaughtered the bird. I did it wrong. I was also like medika. The shechitat of Kodesh, bahutz, qualify for a karet? The Gemara says, does. Oh, so Rava says, once you're ready, you're telling me that it's enough of a shechita to be mechayev a karet, so therefore it's enough of a shechita also to be metaheret from nevela.
Yes,
if it's kosher enough to say you're guilty for shmotehutz to be hayav karet, so it's kosher enough as well to tell me that it's not a nevela. If it's a nevela, that means I didn't do a shechita. So if it's not considered a shechita, so therefore why am I hayav karet? Ela, it's enough of a shechita to tell me that you're hayav karet, so therefore when you do it outside, it's enough of a shechita to also say it took it out of the status of nevela, and therefore it's not going to be metameh betabediyah. Once you tell me there's a din of shechutehutz, that means it's shechuteh. Once there's a din of shechuteh, it's never going to be metameh even. So the Gemara says, ashkechan chutz. Okay, fine. So you told me outside.
Continues.
Ashkechan chutz.
We found that if you slaughter the bird outside, I understand why it's not going to have tumat nevela. Because why? Because since the shechita of the bird of Kadashim is the shechita l'inyan that it will be hayav karet mishum shechutei chutz, so the same way the shechita is the shechita to metahed the animal, not to metahed the bird, not to make it nevela. The Gemara says, panim minalam. When you do the shechita on the bird inside, where there's no karet, so how do you know when it's penim shechita on a kadashim bird that it's not going to have tumat nevela? So Gemara says, "Hu'il velo shavu b'fnim kibachutz." It's very simple, because now the law of inside is not similar to the law of outside. We gave a rule. The Torah says nevela terefa. We said, "What's the connection nevela terefa?" We said, "Mat terefa." There's no difference between the laws of inside or outside, that if I ask whoever it is, so too, the only time it's going to have to mat nevela is going to be when the laws are equal inside and outside. But now, the law of pinim is not equal to the law of chutz, because the law of chutz is karet. The law of pinim is no karet. Once already pinim and chutz are different, there's no nevela. And because chutz is karet, and pinim is not, so we see the law of chutz and pinim are dissimilar, therefore there's not going to be a din of tumat nevela. So he goes, oh, you tell me that. That's your question. Malak kadashim bahutz namelo. So let's say you made milika. Okay, milika on kadashim outside. So it also should not be tumat nevela. Delos shavu bifnim ke bahutz. Because the inside and the outside are not the same. Which means, if you make milika on a bird outside, is it kasher? No. If you make milika on a bird inside, is it kasher? Yes, of course. Medikah is supposed to be done inside. So the law of Medikah Bahutz is not similar to the law of Medikah Bifnim. What's the law? You're telling me now. When the laws are not similar to Bifnim Bahutz, there's no Tum'at Nevela. But we learned that there is. In those cases, the Medikah Bahutz and Medikah Bifnim, but Medikah Bifnim Vadai is Tum'at Nevela. Medikah Bifnim Vadai is no Tum'at, but we said Medikah Bahutz, there is Tum'at. Why? The laws are not the same. Medikah Bahutz is not kashen. Medikah Bifnim is kashen. Once the laws are not the same, they should not be tumat nevela, lo po ve lo sham. So Yehuda says, Amar Rav Shimi bar Asher,
דנין דבר שלא בהכשרו מדבר שלא בהכשרו, ואין דנין דבר שלא בהכשרו מדבר שבהכשרו.
Basically what the Gemara is saying at this point, when we're comparing in and out, we're comparing something that's no good to no good. We're not comparing good to good. Which means we're comparing shechita outside to shechita inside, which both are no good. That's what we're comparing to terefa. No good to no good. We're not comparing good to good. Milika bachutz to milika bifnim. Milika is, both of them are kasher. The animal is, the bird is kasher lefachot. Maybe you can't put it on the mizbeach or not, but it's a good procedure. So therefore, we're only comparing when we say in to out when you did it wrong. Shechita in, shechita out. So it says danim davar shelo behechshero, like shechitat off bifnim, medavar shelo behechshero, like shechitat off bahut, which both are shelo behechshero. Ve'en danim davar shelo behechshero, which means milikat kadashim bahut, which is shelo behechshero, medavar shelo behechshero. We're comparing bad to bad, not bad to good. That's the answer to the Gemara. Because shechita bifnim, milika bifnim is good. Milika bachutz is no good. We're not comparing bad to good. We're comparing bad to bad. Oh, so therefore what? Let's figure it out. Bad to bad means shechita bachutz, shechita bifnim. Since the laws are different, shechita bachutz, yesh karet. Shechita bifnim, and karet. Oh, once the laws are different, and tumat nevela. But I'm not comparing milika bachutz, that's not good, to milika bifnim, that is good. That's the Gemara's rule.
Gemara's velo.
What are you talking about? I'll show you that we compare something that's bad from something to a case that's good. You don't always compare bad to bad.
What Gemara says, Behare Tanya, minayin biyotze, she'im ala lo yered, shere yotze kasher bebama.
How do we know that if a piece of meat of the korban went outside the azara and then came back in, but the avar, if you put it on the mizbeach, is kasher? We learned it from bama. Bama lechetaila, the whole thing is outside. When a guy's bringing on a private altar, the whole thing is outside, away from the azara, and you bring it. So you see what? We're comparing something that's pasul, that's normally no good, to something that's good. Bama is mutar lechetaila. So we do compare pasul to kasher. So Gemara says, no.
Tana me'ach zot torat ta'olah ribasa michle.
Really, he learns the law of chutz, not from Bama. He learned the law of chutz from a pasuk, zot torat ta'olah, which he had a special derasha on that pasuk to teach me that there's certain times that if you did something pasul to the korban olah, b'di'avad, you could put it on the mizbeach, and it's kasher, but he didn't learn it from Bama. So never really, we don't learn good from bad. He has a special visit to tell me this halacha. So really we're not learning from Bama. Yeah, the Bama is an asmachta ba'al. Okay. That's that piece. Now we go to the Mishnah. Okay. Now we're going to add another factor. Let's get the laws. Guy made milika on a bird. Milika on a bird of Kadashim. Milika on a bird of Kadashim is the way you make shechita. He did it inside. He did it perfect. So the law is, it's not a nevela. It's perfect. That's the way you make shechita. Therefore, there's no tum'ah of nevela on it. Therefore, bita bili'ah, nothing. It's not going to be metame begadim. Fine. But let's say you made a milika, and then you found the bird was a terefa. Terefa means there was a blemish in the animal or something, so the milika really didn't kosher it. Milika wasn't matir it. It's still no good, because it's a terefa. So the question is, from the milika standpoint, it was good, but it wasn't edible because it still was found to be a terefa. Does that make tum'at nevela or no?
So the Mishnah says, Malak v'nim seyed terefa. Rabbi Meir omer eno metame bebeta beli'ah. Rabbi Yehuda omer metame. So we have a big machloket between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir is going to learn it from a Kal Vachomer. We're going to see it right now in the Mishnah. Then it's not metame. And Rabbi Yehuda is going to say it is metameh.
Why? Because bottom line, it's a terefa. The medika didn't help it. Bottom line, the medika didn't help it. It's still unedible. It's still not kasher. Therefore, he holds it's mitameh. Okay, it's a big machloket over here. Give us an explanation. No, but the point is the Melikah wasn't makshir. The Melikah didn't do anything to it. Still asud. He came from the Mizbeah, I can't do anything with it. So he says it's mitameh. It's not mitameh. Good. Rashi says, top one, delo mahanya Melikah litrefa. That's it. Melikah doesn't help for a tirefa. Top of the sheet. Okay.
Saying over here that normally
Shechita
would, if they did a regular Shechita on it.
It's
maybe
Melikah
we're
talking, right?
Yeah, it's only Melikah, because if it was Shechita, they all agree that the Terefa would not be Tameh. At least that's what I'm reading.
Yeah, it's a Machloket. It's a Machloket in Cholin. That's a Machloket they bring down.
I'm sorry.
He says over here that the she brings down, Shirabimi Rabbi Yehuda Nechleku Gam B'Shechitat Off. The Machloket of Rabbimi in the Yehuda is also by Shechitat Off. Terefa. Not only Melika, if you made Shechita as well, Shirabi Meir, Shechita Metahara. Rabbi Yehuda Shechita Ena Metahara. So the Machlok is Gamken B'Shechita. Just as there's another Shechita in Cholin, Nimsa Shiesh Be'enyan Zeh Shalosh Deot. The Rabbi Meir, Ben Melika, Ben Shechita Metaheret. The Rabbi Yehuda Shten Ena Metaharot. Ben Melika, Ben Shechita, no good. And Rabbi Yoseh, who's the opinion in Cholin over there, Shechita is Metahel, but not Melika. So you have a machloket in our Mishnah, Ben Melika, Ben Shechita, whether it's Metahel or not, Rabbi Meir says it is Metahel, and Rabbi Yehuda says it is not, Ben Bezeh, and Rabbi Yoseh says no, Shechita always is Metahel. Shechita is Metahel. Okay. I'm now going to get to the sources. Now we have to crystallize what we're trying to prove now. How do we know Rabbi Meir holds that when you make melika on a bird, and it's a baal mum, it's a terefa, let's say, that it's mitahir. There's no tum'at nevela. How do you know that? So it says, Amar Rabbi Meir, kalahomer. Im nevelat behema. If you, let's say, have a masha nevelat behema, you slaughtered a behema, it was a nevela. You slaughtered it wrong. The law is mitameh b'magav masa. Very serious. It brings tumat magav. You touch it, even if you don't touch it. Even if you just pick it up, it brings tumat to the person. Shechitata mitaheret. But if you slaughter it correctly, the shechita will mitaheret from this serious tumah. Terefata mitaheret terefata mitumata. Which means, if you slaughter it, and it becomes a terefa, still the slaughtering takes the tumah off. Nivlat off does not mitameh b'magao masa. Does not have the serious tumah of magao masa. Eno din shetei shechitato mitaheret tzavrato mitumato. If behema which exudes tumah, a serious tumah when it's benivela, but the shechita b'trefata will take away that tumah, so off that doesn't have the serious tumah when it's in a vela, certainly shechita will take away this tumah. Oh, but we're trying to learn melika, not shechita. So the Gemara goes one more step. Ma matzinu b'shechitato shehim makshalta la'achila umteret terefato mitumato af melikato shehim makshalto ba'achila teteret terefato mide tumato. Which is just like shechita by an animal is what's matzira to eat it. So too, melika to a bird is shechita to an animal. So therefore, just like the shechita b'trefata takes it away from its tum'ah, kol sheken, melika by a bird, which is comparable to shechita by an animal, will take it away from its tum'ah. That's the kav v'chomer. Rabbi Yose Omer, comes Rabbi Yose and says, daya kenevlat bema shechitata metara v'lo melikata. You're making a kav v'chomer. Die, wherever you are, dayo. You can't go more than the kavahomer. All you see by behema is that shechita takes it away from the tumah. So you want to make a kavahomer and say, and what? A behema sheyesh nevela. A behemat nevela. That's a big tumah, magao masa. That you have to actually, if you touch it, or even if you just pick it up, then there's tumah, which means nevela of behema is very serious. And still, if you made shechita, even though it was a terefa, that tumah goes off. So kal kol sheken, kal vachomer, they're off. That doesn't have such a tum'at nevela, doesn't have such a tum'at hamura. The shechita betrefata will take it off. But you're jumping at the melika. That's dayo.
When you make a kavahoma, you can't go more than what you're learning from. I learned shaita. You're saying, oh, and once I learned shaita, milika equals shaita. You're jumping to a point. So the Bible says, no, dayo. Dayo means you can't learn more than from where your source is. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Meir, lo darish dayo? Hey, Rabbi Meir, he took it an extra step. Why, Rabbi Meir doesn't hold this concept of dayo? That when you're learning kavahoma, you have to only learn as much as you can? Everybody says, the law of dayo is a Torah concept. Where do we learn that from? From Miriam. Where do we learn kavahomer from? From Miriam. What happened? She spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. So what does the Pasuk say? If her father would have been angry with her, how long would she be excommunicated? For 7 days. Now that God is angry at her, she should be excommunicated for 14 days. If her father was upset, 7 days. Borei Olam's upset at her, should be 14. But what does the Torah say? Kavachomer shechina arba asar yom. Ela dayo leba menadin liyot kenidon. But you know what? You can't learn more than where you're learning from. If the father is 7, so the shechina is 7 as well. So dayo is a Torah concept. Everybody has to agree to dayo. Torah teaches us the concept of dayo. So we're back to the Bimeir. The Bimeir, you come along and say, oh, first of all, if shechita b'trefata takes the tumah off, so shechita by a bird should take shechita b'trefata should take the tumah off. And once I say shechita, well, what do you malika? Well, dayo. And don't tell me you don't hold of dayo. Dayo is the aita concept. What do you want from the Bimeir? He's really not learning kavahomer. Really, he has a pasuk. It's a pasuk. Ah, so once you have a pasuk, nothing to talk about. What's the pasuk that he has? It says, Zot Torat Behema Ve'Off. We have a pasuk that puts Beheman off together. What in the world does Beheman off have in common? From the Torah is juxtaposing Beheman off. What's the comparison? So Gemara says, V'chi be'ezu Torah shavta Beheman le'off, le'off le'beheman. Zot Torat. This is the Torah. Which Torah is off and Beheman equal? Which means a behemah that's nevela is metame what? On touching it and by carrying it. Of eno metame b'magav masa. Of nevela is only metame b'achila. Beta b'di'a. So it's not comparable in that. Continue. Of metame b'gadim beta b'di'a. Not only that, but of, once you eat it, when it's in the guy's throat, it's metame the b'gadim that he's wearing. Or the b'gadim that he's touching at the time that it goes into the beta b'di'a. Even if he didn't touch the clothes, okay? By behemat nevela, if he eats it, it's not metame begadim. Only if the actual meat touches the begadim. So the laws are different. So what is the Torah coming along to say? Torah behema ve'off. The Torah behema and off are totally different. Ela lomar lecha ma behema davar shemakshida la'achila metaher trefata metumata. Af off. Davar makshira ba'achila, metahel terefato metumato. That just like by a behema, that the item that cultures it for eating, which namely is shechita, takes away tum'at nevela, even when the animal is a terefa, so to a bird, the item that cultures it for eating, by kadashim at least, which is a melika, will take off the tum'at nevela, even though it's a terefa. For this point, Zot Torah to behema va'off to teach me that shechitat behema betrefata. Shechitat behema betrefata. Bottom line takes off the tum'ah, even though you tell me shechitah didn't do anything. It's still terefa. Doesn't matter. You went through the procedure of shechitah, even though it becomes a terefa, there's no tum'ah nevela on the animal. So too, if you do the same process by an off, you do the process that coaches the bird. What coaches the bird, for kadashim at least? Medika. Oh, medika betrefata takes off the nevela. So it's not a kalvachomer. Really, it's a gezerat the katuv, it's in a pasuk.
Why do we know shechitah, not medika?
No, because he's saying zot torat behema va'of. We know from other pesukim. We know medika by a bird. That we know. Medika is what coaches a bird up.
Right.
That we know. So now we're saying zot torat behema va'of. מה זה, מה קשר בין בהמה לעוף? בהמה, מה שמכשיר אותה takes away the tum'ah, even if it was a terefa, so to buy a bird, מה שמכשיר אותה, namely מליקה, takes away the tum'ah, even though it's a terefa. Good, so it's a כתוב. Oh, ורבי יהודה,
My Tama, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda says if you made milika on a bird of Kadashim and it was refounding a terefa, because the milika didn't do anything. Still a terefa, the milika didn't do anything. How does he know that from? Also, Krash Kahmekadarash. He found a pasup and he gave a derasha. It says, by. Okay, this is Nivlat of Tahor. Kosher bird of Tahor. Nevela became a nevela. So it says in the pasuk, nevela terefa. It says in the pasuk, or read your whole pasuk. Vechol nefesh asher tochal nevela utrefa. Whether you ate a nevela, whether you ate a terefa, vechibes begadab, you have to wash your clothes because your clothes become tameh. It was nevela and terefa the same thing. They both exude tum'ah. So the Torah is comparing nevela and terefa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, terefa lama ne'emra. Oh. He says, no. By writing Nevela alone, you don't have to write Terefa. Why? He explains. We have a Mahloket, famous Mahloket, a Terefa. What's Terefa? Let's say it has something wrong in its limbs. It's still alive, the animal. But we're able to ascertain that something's wrong inside, internally. It's called a Terefa. There's a Mahloket. Will a Terefa live or not? Once she tests, no, Terefa cannot live more than 12 months, it's going to die. So therefore we consider it dead now. There's another shita that says, no, terefa lives. It only becomes terefa when it actually dies. If you hold it's going to die, so it's dead already now. But if you hold it's going to live, so it's now it's living. When does it become a terefa? At the time of death. So the Gemara is going to ask, im terefa haya. If you hold the shita that says the terefa can live, and therefore, it's not considered, so it's different, it's considered alive until it actually dies, and after it dies, it becomes a terefa. Hare nevela amura. Okay, what happens when an animal dies without shechita? That's called a nevela. So nevela's written already. What case of terefa are you going with? Terefa lives? Okay, terefa lives, very good. So when does it become a terefa? At the time of death. At the time of death, there was no shechita. That's talking about nevela already. What do you have to say terefa for? Nevela is talking about it. Now, the im terefa ena haya, and if you go with the shita that says a terefa cannot live, so if it's considered dead now, harei b'chlan nevela, and if it's a nevela right now, mimanafshach, all the cases of terefa are nevela. Every case of terefa is a nevela at the end of the day. So why would Torah say there's two types of tumot? There's tumat nevela v'tumat terefa. Kol terefa is a nevela. Okay, get clarity. What is a nevela? An animal that wasn't slaughtered properly. An animal dies. It's a nevela. So you're telling me, manafshach, a terefa. Okay. Terefa lives? Beautiful. So when does it become a terefa? The second it dies. The second it dies is a nevela. So we said to about nevela right in the pasuk. When's a terefa? What did you add by saying terefa? Oh, you know, we're going with the shah that says, terefa lo chaya. Therefore it's considered dead now. Is dead now? Good. Even when it's alive, it's a nevela. So we said nevela already. What were you mosif by telling me tumat terefa that I didn't know already from tumat? Nevela. Kol terefa is a nevela. Ah, so Rabbi Yehuda, I'll tell you. I'll have to generate a new case. Ela, nehavi terefa sheshahata shebetamea. Ah, it's talking about yarei terefa, which means we're going with terefa haya. Terefa lives. So right now it's not a terefa. Because terefa lives. So right now there's no tuma on the animal. Right? So like, oh, what did I do? I slaughtered it. I made a beautiful shechita. And then what? After I slaughtered it, now I found out that it indeed is a terefa. So it's coming to teach me that what? That it's still metameh. Because the Torah told me terefa is metameh. Which case of terefa is metameh? Even when you made a shechita, that's the chiddush of the pasuk. That's shita Rabbi Yehuda. That a shechita of a terefa doesn't take off the tum'ah. And how does he look? That's the case of the pasuk. Beautiful. Which is process of elimination. What's the case of terefa? This type of terefa, zenevela. This type of terefa, zenevela. Ah, it was terefa. Where terefa, according to the shita that says terefa lives. So right now, is there any tumah on it? No. Beautiful. He made a beautiful shechita on the animal. Then after he made shechita, and now you see it's dead. Oh, so therefore, it's not a nevela in the sense of a nevela, because you made a shechita on it. But the chiddush is that a shechita like this, on a terefa, still brings the tum'ah. Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. Of course you didn't know. You didn't know. But now that you slaughtered it, you know it's a terefa. But doesn't matter. I made shechita. So maybe the shechita takes off the tum'at nevela. Kamashmala, no. That the shechita, the terefa, keeps the tuma on, which is shitat the biuda. Now the Gemara says, oh, very nice. I see how you're learning like this. Whenever you see the word terefa, you're trying to analyze what's the case. Because every terefa is really in the vila, so therefore you have to generate a new case when it's a terefa that you made a shahita. Oh, beautiful. If that's the case, I'm going to show you another pasuk that also says terefa nevela, and you should be consistent in your derasha and learn it like the same way you just learned it over here. Amar lirav shizbi elame'ata. Dikhtiv, it says in the pasuk, okay, we're talking about a pasuk by chelif. Okay, you know that the chelif of an animal is asur. Chelif is the fat. Okay. Pasuk says like this, v'chelif nevela v'chelif terefa. What's the law of chelif of a nevela and chelif of a terefa? Of course you can't eat it. The chelif of a kosher animal you can't eat. What's the pasuk tell me? Chelif nevela v'chelif terefa. It says, ya'aseh lechol melacha v'achol lo tochidu. You're allowed to benefit from it, you just can't eat it. Okay, that's what it says. Chelif nevela, the animal died, let's say. Take the chelif, you can benefit from it, you can use it for whatever you want to use it for, you just can't eat it. Chelif terefa gamkin. You can't eat it, but you can benefit. Okay. Right, you want to do things like that with it. Gemara says, Hatam nami nema, ask the same question. What do you have to tell me terefa for? Every terefa is a nevela. Od pam, im terefa haya, if the terefa lives. So when does it become a terefa? The second it dies. The second it dies is a nevela. Had a nevela amura. Nevela is written already. The im terefa ena haya, that means it's dead now. Had a hibichla nevela right now. So again, what's the case of terefa? What do you have to tell me the chelif of a terefa you could benefit from? Kol terefa is a nevela. The katuba pasuk kvar, nevela. Ah, ela, la'avi terefa she'shachata she'halbo tahor. By the way, when the Torah says you can benefit from the chelev, I should speak out clearly. That means the chelev does not have tum'ah. Because if I can use it, it means it's not going to metame me. That's really the point of the pasuk. That the chelev is tahor. So don't think when you touch it, it's going to make tum'ah. No. So the Gemara is saying like this. It's coming to tell me that la'avi terefa she'shachata. You tell an animal that was a terefa. It was not a nevela. Why was it not a terefa haya? So is it a nevela now? No. What did I do to the animal? I made a shahita. So it's not a nevela. Oh, so the hadush is over here. That a terefa shahata, the chelev is going to be tahor. The terefa is coming to include an extra case. Also the Gemara says, mechlal dehi metamea. Now make a diuk in the pasuk. Of a terefa. Right now there's no problem with it. It's live, alive. Terefa haya. What did I do? I slaughtered it. I made a shahita. And what's the Torah telling me? You made a shahita on it, but if bottom line is the terefa, my friend, the chelev is tahor. Implying that the meat is tameh. Only the chelev is going to be tahor. But the meat is going to be tameh. That's the test you can make it. Why is the Torah only talking about the chelev? Also the Gemara says, if you're going to learn like that, that the meat of a terefa sheshahta, that the meat is tameh, that can be. ואמר רב יהודה אמר רב ואמר רב מתניתה תנא וכי ימות מן הבהמה. It says מן הבהמה, from certain animals that die, if you touch it you're going to become tame. מקסת בהמה מתמאה. Certain animals when they die are tame. מקסת בהמה אינו מתמא. ואיזו, which animal is not מתמא? זו טרפה ששחטה. A regular case of terefa, shishahata. So Rabbi Yehuda clearly knows it's not metameh. But based on the way you're learning this pasuk, it's mashma. It is going to be tameh, which means you're committed to this concept that every terefa is a nevela. So therefore your shita is, so make the terefa case hiddush. It's a terefa shishahata. Oh, in this pasuk you're going to run into a problem. Because if it's terefa shishahata, what's the Torah saying? Chelev is tahor. Implying that the meat is tameh. That cannot be, because Rabbi Yehuda clearly says a terefa Sheshachta, that the meat is tahor. So therefore the diyuk is wrong in this pasuk, the way you're going to be learning it. So the Gemara says, Ela, oh. So now we're stuck. You can't learn the pasuk in chelev like you want to learn it. So now we have to learn the pasuk by chelev differently. Ela terefa, ela lemeute teme'a. Mi sheyesh bemina terefa, yatzta zu, she'en b'mina terefa. Oh, so you know what the word terefa by chelev teaches me? Which type of chelev is tahor? Only from types of meat that have a concept of terefa, meaning pure species. The law of terefa only applies to kosher, kosher species. Is there terefa by a pig? Of course not. There's no terefa by kosher species. Ah, so terefa teaches me. When do we say halev is torn? Dafka by things that are shayach terefa. Masha'enken, a piece of a camel, that's not shayach terefa, it's halev is tameh. That's what the word terefa by halev is coming to teach me. Similarly, hachanameh, by the case of the birds. It said by the Zot Torah Ta'of Rabehema. So what's the connection between Of and Behema? So the Hadush over there is coming to tell me. Hachanameh, here also. The Pasuk is coming to teach me by the, what was Rabbi Yehuda's Pasuk? Go back to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, he had a Pasuk, Rabbi Yehuda, Nevela Terefa. From his Pasuk, Nevela Terefa, his question was, what do you mean? Every Nevela, every Terefa is a Nevela. Oh, so the Terefa case must be talking about what? Where you made a Shechita on the animal, and good, and the Pasuk is coming to tell me, still Tameh. No, that's not what the Pasuk Terefa is coming to teach me. Just like Terefa by Helev is coming to tell me that the law only applies to kosher species, so too the law of Terefa by the birds is coming to tell me that Tum'at Beta Beli'ah only applies to kosher birds. Only by birds that are Shayach Terefa. But on a bird that's Tameh, there's no such thing as Tum'at Beli'ah. Good, once you're telling me that, now we're stuck. Let me with that. Where is your source that you told me in the Mishnah that if you make shechita on a bird and it becomes a terefa, you tell me that it's still metame, that the shechita doesn't take off the tumah. Where do you know that from? I thought you learned it from a pasuk mevela terefa. No, I told you I learned something else in that pasuk because based on the way you learned it, you have a problem by the halev pasuk. So therefore, we have to relearn the halev pasuk, and based on that, the new way you learn the halev pasuk, that's the way we're going to learn the new the off pasuk to teach me terefa is dafka on kosher species that could become terefa. So now the Gemara says back to the question: off tamel Rabbi Yehuda menevela nafka le. No, off tamel. How do I know that of tameh does not have tumat beli'ah? I have another pasuk. And therefore, once I find another pasuk, so the pasuk of nevela terefa is available to learn the hadush of shechita that's going to make tumah. What's the other pasuk? Of tameh Rabbi Yehuda menevela nafkale. From another pasuk of nevela. Zetanya Rabbi Yehuda omer, yachot in nevelat of tameh metama begadim habet beli'ah? Do you think that of tameh is going to be metameh begadim? Talmud lomar nevela utrefa lo yochal. It says in the pasuk nevela utrefa lo yochal. It says le tum abba. It says nevela utrefa don't eat to become tameh. So the Bible says mishi isuro mishum bal tochal nevela, which is the only type of items that bring tumah are type of items that are shayach the law of nevela. Yatsa ze, but off tameh, she'en isuro mishum bal tochal nevela, ela mishum bal tochal tameh. Exactly, which means only items that are subject to the law of nevela are subject to the laws of tum'ah. Ma she'enken, an item that's not subject to the laws of nevela, it's asur anyway. Even before you slaughtered it, even before you did anything. Off tameh. So therefore, from the fact that it says nevela le tum'ah. So what do we learn from the dafka? Mi she'asur mishum nevela, she'yak the laws of tum'at bedi'ah. Ma she'enken, off tameh, she'lo she'ach nevela be'off tameh. Ze asur beglal she'ze asur. So there was no love to ma. So here's another pasuk to learn the off tameh from. Oh, so the first pasuk is available to teach me the laws of shechita, shahat l'terefa. If you made shechita l'terefa, it's still going to exude tumah. So Kavz Gemara says no. Okay, rule. Based on, stop here. What did we learn till this point? We learned to this point that according to his holy mood, Rabbi Yehuda has a chiddush. That what? When do we say halev is tahor? Halev is only tahor on a kosher species. But on a non-kosher species, you want to tell me that the word terefa in the pasuk of halev was coming to teach me dafka on animals that are shayach to the subject of terefa, to the exclusion of kosher species. To the exclusion of non-kosher species that are not shayach terefa. Oh, the Gemara says, I don't learn it from there. I have another place to learn that from.
Oh, hi Nami. Tipukle mehelev nevela. Another pasuk. It says in the pasuk. It says, I'm going to read you the pasuk. Helev nevela yase lechol melacha. You can use it. You can do whatever you want. Ve'achol lo tochlu. But don't at the end of the pasuk. Achol lo tochlu. It says, but you can't eat it. You can do whatever you want with it. Ve'achol lo tochlu. But you can't. Obviously, you can't eat it. It's helev. So Gemara says it like this: Mishi isuro mishum bal tochal helev nevela. Yeah. Which type of helev is tahor? The type of helev that's asur to eat it because it's nevela. Yatzta zu she'en usunum mishum bal tochal helev nevela. Masha'enken, something that's not a kosher species is not asur because of helev nevela. Ela mishum tameh. It's asur because it's tameh. Which is the same way you learned the pasuk to teach me that of tameh is not shayach tumat. Of tameh. That's not shayach by a. The only kosher species has tumat bili'ah and not the terefah because it has isur on it already. So if I can learn the same law of chedev, because the pasuk says chedev nevela utrefa, no problem. Tahor, I don't eat it. Why don't eat it? Because it's a nevela. So only items that are asur mishum nevela. Helev is tahor. But items that are asur, because it's asur anyway, helbam tameh. So therefore, I know the pasuk, I know to learn that from that pasuk over there. I have a special, I can learn it from that. Oh, so once I learn from there, so everything goes back into play. So therefore learn the original pasuk to teach me shechita, and therefore don't ask me a question from the pasuk of Helev, because I learned the din of Helev from the Achot Lok Tuchlu. Gemara says Elahai Terefa. Oh, doesn't still? I need the word Terefa to teach me something else. Elahai Terefa. That's written by Helev. I need it for something else. What do I need it for? Mivel Aituye. I need it to tell it to me. Why? Salka de Chamina Mishechel Bo Asur. Upsara mutar. I would have said like this. Which case of helev is going to be mutar? You tell me helev is mutar. Which case? Mishe helba asur upsara mutar. It's only going to be a case where the helev is asur, but the basar is mutar. Which means, let's say you had a behemat tehora. Take a kosher animal, behemat tehora. And why? You slaughtered it ka'alacha. What's going on? Be'emat Torah. What's the law? Be'emat Torah. I slaughtered it according to the halacha. Helba asur. Besara. Mutar. So I would have thought that's the case the Torah was talking about that said the helev is tahor. In a case where it was a regular animal, I made shechita properly. Helba asur, generally, because helev is of an animal is asur. And besara mutar. Oh, and that's why the pasuk says achol lo tochlu. What is the pasuk achol lo tochlu? Don't eat the helev, implying you can eat the basar. So give me a case where I can't eat the helev and I can't eat the basar. Must be a case of a regular shemitah of an animal that was done pasuk that was done kasher. So it says yatzda zu shehelba ubisara mutar. Oh, but let's say a haya. Watch this. What's the law of a haya? A deer. The halev of a deer is kosher. So therefore, I would have thought to say that when the Torah says achol tochlu, maybe it means only a type of animal that I can eat the halev, but I can eat the basar. There's a difference between the halev and the basar. But if I find an animal that is no chiluk, maybe the halev is tameh. For example, a deer, that when you slaughter it, both the chalev is edible and both the basar is edible. Maybe the Torah's chidush is that one, that the chalev is going to be tameh. So therefore, kamashma'lam, that's why by saying the word terefa, it comes to tell me all types of items. When it says kol shebiminot terefa, any type of animal that is shayach to have terefa, is a deer shayach to terefa? Yeah, deer can become a terefa. So therefore, you're right. From the other pasuk, it teaches me. I found another pasuk. Achol tochlu teaches me what? That only items that are
asur mishum nevela. Mashenkin, if there's an isur because it's tameh, the law of the chalav doesn't apply. The chalav is tameh. He says, but I still need the word terefa. Because if it didn't say the word terefa, I would have thought only behemot it applies to. Because behemot, there's a chalut between the chalav and the basar. Achol tochnu, which is what? Achol no tochnu. Don't eat the chalav. Implying what? Don't eat the chalav, but you can eat the meat. So only answer is a chalut between the chalav and the meat. That's what I'm going to say the law applies. Meaning a behemah. Mashikin haya, where the meat is mutar and the chalav is mutar, maybe the chalav is going to be tameh. Kamash malan terefa. To tell me any animal that shayach a terefa, the chalav is tahor. Even a haya. Even a haya. Oh, so bottom line, all the pesukim are accounted for according to the biyuda. So now the Gemara says no. May shena teme'a. De'en chelba haluk mebesara. Hayana me'en chelba haluk mebesara. But that is a very simple question. What did you tell me? By teme'a. Pig. Camel. What's the law of the chalav? Tameh. Right? Now, by a camel, is there a chiluk between the chalav and the basar? No. The chalav is asur and the basar is asur. So therefore, just like by a teme'ah, you wanted to say that it's tameh, even though there's no chiluk between the basar and the chalav, they're both asur. Okay? Now, Hayana me in chelba haluk besara, because both are permissible. Let's get again. Maishin again. The Gemara is trying to say that it's obvious. I don't need a gezerat. I don't need a pasuk of terefa to teach me haya. Haya, I know, would be chelba tahor. How would I know chelba tahor? Because maishina. Why is it different teme'a that we said above? Chelba is tameh. Why is chelba tameh? Because we said that only terefa, we said. Only things that are subject to terefa, chelba tahor. But things that are not subject to terefa, for example, teme'a, what do you call it, a camel, it's not shiach terefa, so chelba is going to be tameh. Now, by a camel, there's no chelut between chelba and besara. Both of them are going to be asur. So therefore, just like by tum'ah, you didn't care if both are asul, you said halba is tameh. So too by halba tahor, we're not going to make a haluk if both of them are tahor. Just like on the tameh side, it didn't bother you if both are no good, you still said tameh. So when the Torah is talking about tahor, we shouldn't make a difference if both of them are tahor. That means, why would you think that only in a case where the meat is good and the halab is no good, that's what halba tahor. When it came to tum'ah, you didn't care that both are the same. Halba ve besara is both no good to say tameh. So to on the good side, why would you think to make a chiluk that dafka besara kasher ve halba asur? That's not what we're saying. Halba tahor. Who said? Just like by tum'ah there was no difference. He said tameh. By halba tahor there should be no difference either. Therefore, it's obvious that haya the halba is tahor. And not only that, the od haketiv achol lo tochlu, which means. What does the pasuk say? Achol lo tochluhu. Don't eat the chalav. The pasuk says, right? Achol lo tochluhu. It's tahor, but don't eat the chalav. So what does that teach me? We're talking about in this pasuk, obviously, chalav that's asur ba'achila. Read the pasuk here. מעצם משמעות מילים יש ללמוד שהפסוק המתאר חלב עוסק רק בחלב האסור באכילה. כל זה יכול לא תאכלו. צריך להסתפק בחלב האסור באכילה. ולא בחלב חיה. כל חלב חיה זה מותר באכילה. אם נשחטה חיה כהלכה. וכיוון שהוכחנו שחלב נבלת חיה טהורה מטמא, אי אפשר מה שדע ביהודה מילה טרפה באה לרבות שהוא טהור. שזה וואו, איזה פסוק זה? The pasuk says, "Achol tochluhu." No, achol lo tochluhu. What does achol lo tochluhu mean? Don't eat it. So it's mashma. We're talking about a type of chalav that what?
Says yes to the chumah nafas.
I'm allowed to benefit from its tahor, but I cannot eat it. So we're talking about a type of chalev that's asur to eat. That means we must be talking about a halava chalev of a behema. Because chalev of a haya is
mutar.
Okay, and therefore?
That's what we're not talking about. A
so Pesach is not talking about haya at all. But in the chalev, haya will be tahor as well. It's chalev. The Gemara is saying, הגמרא דוחה אפשרות משום שאי אפשר לומר שחלב נבלת חיה טהורה אינו מטמא. Which means, this is the last point I want to get to again. Let's go slow. Let's slow. Keep the concentration. The Gemara said that I need the word terefa. What do I need the word terefa for? To teach me that a chalev of a haya will be tahor. Because you might have thought that chalev haya would not fall into this parasha. Because the pasuk says, don't eat the chalev. So I would make a chiluk and say, davka where the chalev is asur, but the masar is mutar. That's what I say, the chalev is tahur. But in the case of haya, where both the chalev is edible, and both the meat is edible, right, because haya, there's no chiluk between the chalev and the basar, so I would have thought that in the case where, let's say, it became a nebila'ut or terefa, I would have said that the chalev is going to be tameh. I would have thought that the chalev of a haya chalbot tameh, because it doesn't fit the same category of a behema. So the Gemara says, no. Why would I think that? Maishina teme'ah, that you told me that the chelba is tameh, the in chelba chaluk bebesara shnim asurim. Ve'ilu ha-pasuk metel chelb osik b'mi shechelbo asur basar mutar, tzad v'achol lo tuchlu, hayana meh, in chelba chaluk bebesara, shebesara v'chelba shnim mutarim b'achira, v'imken yesh lema'ed gam hayam ha-pasuk shechelba metameh. Ah, shechelba metameh. Yesh lema'ed gam hayam ha-pasuk shechelba metameh. Which means, just like when it came to basar terefa, basar behema, there's no chiluk between, there is a chiluk between besara and chelba. Otpa, by terefa you told me there's no chiluk, by tum'ah, there's no chiluk, and you told me it's tameh. By haya there's no chiluk also, and therefore what should be?
So we're only talking about a case
where there's a chiduk.
And that's when the chiduk mutas.
But not, it's not talking about haya.
Right.
So what, haya is going to be tameh?
Mm-hmm.
Haya will be tameh. Also, we're falling off what we're saying. I mean, we want to say that we want to say the ma'aseh that the chiduk is tahor. We'll say, who says?
Right.
Maybe you're wrong. Maybe your premise is wrong. I mean, exactly. I mean, your premise was wanted to say, chiduk haya tahor. Now the Gemara is saying, maybe not. Maybe items that are equal, besaro vechelbo, just like by a tameh, besaro vechelbo is equal, and we say chelbo tameh, maybe by haya also, besaro vechelbo is equal, so maybe nechanami chelbo tameh. And not only that, I'll prove to you that the pasuk is not talking about haya, because it says, achol tuchluhu, achol lo tuchluhu, don't eat the chelev. So you see, clearly we're talking about a case where what? Where the chalev don't eat, where the chalev is asur to eat. If it was talking about a haya, haya the chalev is mutar to eat. So therefore, in a chename, maybe your premise is wrong. You wanted to come along and tell me the hadush of the word terefa is to tell me all animals that are subject to terefa, chalbot tahor. Including a haya. Who told you? Maybe in a chename, maybe the chalev of a haya is asur. Maybe it is tameh. Because it's just like a tameh animal. Anytime you have equality between chalba and besara, chalba tameh. Just like by a teme'ah, who are deemed by a haya? The basar is tahor, the chalev is tahor. Maybe chalba tameh. And not only that, the pasuk says, achol lo tuchluhu. Don't eat this chalev. Mashma, that in the case where the chalev is permissible to eat, for example, a haya, maybe the chalev is tameh. The pasuk is only talking about behema. So therefore, at this point, the Gemara has not successfully proven Shitat Rabbi Yehuda. What were we looking for? We're looking for the biuda in one case. Now, all the way back to Mishnah. You made shechita on a animal or a bird, whatever, and it was found out to be a terifa. The biuda said it's still considered tum'ah. I made shechita. Doesn't matter. You did a shechita and it was a terifa. That shechita doesn't take off the tum'ah. Shechita, milika. Doesn't take off the... doesn't take off both heels. Doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. Meilka shaita. Bottom one, when it's a terefa, doesn't take off. So Gemara says, El Amar Baye. Terefa legufe it's terich. Gemara says like this. By the case of Hedef, it says the pasuk terefa. What does it say by Hedef again? Nevela utrefa. You have a nevela utrefa. The Hedef is okay. Not the Hedef is tall, but you can't eat it. Okay. So what does it say the word terefa for? To teach me that halif of a behema. The tzadik to go fill the mod shegam halif behema terefa shenit nabela tahor. Oh, what do I need the word terefa for? By halif to teach me that a behema that was terefa. Okay, behema that was terefa. Shinit Nabela died, that the Halev is Tahor. So the Gemara asks, remember Rav Shizbi's question above, what do I need the word Terefa for? Every Terefa is a Nevela. So we had a question, what does that have to say the word Terefa for? It says, Shelot Tomar, Ho'il V'Teme'a Asura Mehayim, U'Terefa Asura Mehayim, Ma Teme'a Helbat Tameh, Af Terefa Helbat Tameh. Oh. Gemara says, you know what? We had a question like this. Teme'ah, you have a terefa. What does it say in the Torah? The halif of a terefa is tahor. Halif of a terefa is tahor. So Rav Shizbi asked, what do you have to tell me terefa for? Every terefa is a nevela. Right? If it's dead when it's alive, it's a nevela now. If it becomes a terefa when it dies, so when it dies, it's a nevela. So memanavshach. Says, no, I need to tell me terefa, why? Shelot tomar hu'il teme'a asura mehayim. A camel is asura when it's still alive, yes? Utrefa asura mehayim. And terefa is asur when it's still alive. Yeah, terefa is asur when it's still alive. So I would have thought, ma teme'a helbat tameh after terefa helbat tameh. Which is, you would have thought that maybe a terefa is like a teme'a. Because terefa and teme'a have an equal property. What's the equal property? Teme'a is asur mehayim, terefa is asur mehayim. Could you eat a terefa when it's asur now? Can I eat a teme'a mehayim? I don't understand. No, not midin eved min ha'chay.
I'm saying, so what, I don't understand what they're talking about there, but they're all asur to eat when it's alive. I don't understand what the...
It's asurah mehayim.
Meaning once I...
Asura already now, even if you would slaughter it.
Has Isur
terefa. There's Isur on it. Nevela is not Isur till it dies.
Right.
This is Isur already from now. In Echad Amet, terefa will live. And you found out once you slaughtered it that it was a terefa. But it was Isur when it was alive.
Right.
It was a terefa. So just like terefa is Isur when it's alive as a status, so too, Teme'ah is Isur when it's alive. So I would have said just like Tum'ah, just like a Be'emat Teme'ah, it's Chelev is. Tameh, so that was so terefa. That's what the pasuk says. No, terefa is not like a teme'a. Ela what terefa? Its halif is going to be tahor. I would have thought if it didn't say the word terefa, I would have said that the halif of a terefa is like the halif of a teme'a. Ma teme'a asura has a din isur mechayim. So to a terefa also is terefa mechayim. Terefa has a din isur mechayim. And if I would have said, just like Teme'ah el batameh, so to Terefah el batameh. Kamashul on the Pasuk Terefah? No. Terefah is not like a Teme'ah. Ela the Halev of a Teme'ah is Tahor. Halev of Terefah is Tahor. So the Gemara says, Yeche, Hainami Mib'ir. Wait. Once you tell me that you learned the word Terefah, just finish this. Once you tell me the word Terefah by Halev is learned that way, go back to the Pasuk of birds. And learn the pasuk terefa like that as well. Shelot tomaru il ve'of tameh asur ba'chila. U'trefa asura ba'chila. Ma of tameh eno metameh. Av terefa eno metameh. Oh, so tell me the word terefa by birds. What does it say?
a terif, it says terifa. To teach me what? Terifa is going to be metame. Which means if a person eats tumat beli, beta beli, ah, is going to apply to a terif, off terifa. So why don't you say like this? That it had to tell me the word terifa, because if it didn't tell me the word terifa, I would have said that a terifa is like a teme'a. Ma of teme'a, asura mechayim, ve'en bo tumat beli'a, so to terifa, also en bo tumat beli'a, that's what had to tell me terifa, that it shayach to tumat beli'a by it. Ve'od, mi'ika le'melav, terifa me'teme'a, teme'a lo ha'ita la sh'ata koshet. Because we're even comparing tumat to terifa. A teme'ah never was kosher. Teme'ah was teme'ah from the womb. Terefa itala shata kosher. Terefa came out of the womb at least. Okay. And then it became a terefa. Which is, what are you even comparing, the Gemara asks? What are you comparing teme'ah to a terefa? A teme'ah is not like a terefa. Teme'ah is a suit from the womb. Terefa becomes terefa later on. V'chi tema, no, I'll tell you, well, I was comparing a terefa from the womb. Terefa mitbeten ma'ika lememar. However, you're right, you've had me one case of a terefa that's like a teme'ah. But in the species of terefa, not every terefa is like a teme'ah. You have terefot that were not from the womb. So therefore, you cannot compare these two together. So therefore, the Gemara says, I'm going to tell you what the word terefa is coming for. I thought the word terefa is for this. No, it's not for this. Ela amarava hatura amra. Again, it says the pasuk, nevela utrefa by chelev. What's the pasuk teaching me? Yavo. Can I go three more lines? Yavo isur ne'o hadush. Yavo isur nevela v'yahud al isur chelev. It's teaching me a famous concept. Isur falls on isur. I have a piece of nevela. Stop. I have a kosher animal. Can I eat the chelev?
Okay.
I have a nevela. Can I eat the chelev?
No.
The hadush is, you know why it says the word nevela? Nevela teaches me that you get two isurim now. That when you eat this halev, not only are you going to get halev, but the isur of Nevela also. Okay, terefa. Can I eat the meat of a regular, can I eat the halev of a regular animal? No. Because of terefa. Also, still can't eat it. And as one says the word terefa, they tell me now you're going to get two isurim. So you know what that says? Yavo isur Nevela v'yachol al isur halev. Yavo isur terefa v'yachol al isur halev. Which means, let's watch this over here. Go one more line. Usrichen. And I need to tell me both. That nevela falls on the chelev, and terefa falls on the chelev. Why? The e ashmina nevela mishum de metameya. Which is this tum'at nevela. So I would say, since there's a tum'at by nevela, so that's why I'll say the isur falls on the, because tum'at, nevela is strict. Right? Didn't we say nevela has a tum'at? So therefore I would say that's why it falls on the halev, because it's a strict item. Nevela mishum de betame'a. Therefore it's strict. Aval terefa emalo. There's no tum'a terefa. So I would have thought that maybe terefa, since it's not strict, that a terefa doesn't have tum'a, maybe I'm not going to say there's an extra issue on the halev. V'yashmi'inan terefa, if you just would have told me terefa, mishum de isura, mehayim. Because the terefa is asura ready when it's still alive. That's why it's strict. Aval nevela emalo tziriche. Now watch what we did over here. Look what comes out. I'm reviewing this with you outside. The Gemara started off with a question. The Gemara said, hey, Rabbi Yehuda, how do you know if you made Shechita and it became a terefah in this Tumat Beta Beri'ah? He says, oh, I'll tell you why. I have a pasuk. Kara Ashkach Vedarash. He found the pasuk and he was Doresh. What was the pasuk that he had? It said the pasuk, Nevela Utrefa. Nevela Utrefa. It says in the pasuk. Okay, you want to hear the pasuk? I quote it correctly to you. And the pasuk is nevela utrefa v'chol nefesh asher tochkal nevela utrefa v'chibes begadav v'rachatz b'mayim v'tameh ad ha'arev. What? It becomes tameh. If it's a nevela utrefa. So what did it say over here? There's no tum'ah by terefa. I thought there is tum'ah by terefa. What do you mean over here? There's no tum'ah by terefa. Terefa. She'ena metame'a. What is she'ena metame'a? She'of ta'or terefa. Of ta'or metame'a mechayim. Right. Be'bema terefa umode she'enu ken. Okay, fine. There is tum'a, but not mechayim. The point is like this. So he quoted me a pasuk Rabbi Yehuda. He says, nevela utrefa. Oh, he says, wait.
Nibela utrefat, it's going to bring tumah to the person, he has to clean his clothes. Hey, he said every nevela, every terefa is a nevela. So we have to say terefa for, I know it's teaching me, that a terefa, well, it's not a nevela. A terefa that you slaughtered. And it's still telling me, you slaughtered the animal, became a terefa, still it's metameh. That's amazing, you see? Yes, tumat b'di'a, even a terefa that you made shahita for. Beautiful. Gemara is very nice to the Biyudah, beautiful derasha, but you have to be consistent in life. This derasha has got to apply in another place also when it talks about chelev. I have another pasuk in the world. It tells me that you should know the chelev of a terefa and the chelev of a nevela. Well, you can't eat it, but it's not. It's tahor. You can play with it. It's tahor. Same question. That's a terefa. Every terefa is a nevela. So what do you pasuk have to say? Terefa for? Yeah, good question. So you know what you're going to say? Like you said over there, by the bird. It's talking about a terefa. It's talking about a kosher animal, of course, where you slaughtered it, where you made a shechita on it. And what's the pasuk coming to tell me? Don't eat the chelev. Implying what? The chelev is not good, but the meat is good. The meat is tahor. The chelev is, chelev don't eat. Chelev is a problem. Chelev tahor, I mean. Chelev is tahor. Much of the meat is not. Hey, to be honest, you don't hold like that. You hold by a terefa that you slaughtered it. You hold that the meat is tahor also. You don't hold that the meat is tamer. So that is no good. So now we're stuck. We're stuck because you got to be consistent. And if you learn your derasha by birds, you're going to fall into a pit when you come to the derasha by. By the chelev. So the whole Gemara was trying to figure out what does he do with the word terefa by chelev. Once we fix the word terefa by chelev, then I can do whatever I want by the pasuk of off. But so long as this terefa is problematic, so I'm going to have to learn it like I learned by the birds. And if I learn the way I learned like the birds, I have a question. So the whole Gemara is struggling. What am I doing with this word terefa by the chelev? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you, the bottom, it's kissing everything. The Gemara gave answer, this answer, that answer, oh, rejected. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what it's teaching me over here. It's teaching me Hiddush. That what? If you have a piece of chelev, right? I can't eat it. If the chelev is terefa, you get two sins. And by the way, if the chelev is a nevela, you get two sins. Would have to tell me both. Because you would have thought Nevela has a stringency that it's metameh. It's metameh already. The basar is metameh. So therefore, since it's metameh, maybe that's why the chelev, the isur is halan isur. Mashi'enke and terefa. Oh, and the reason why, if it wouldn't have said terefa, was that terefa has a stringency that it's. What's the stringency of terefa? Because it's asura mehayim, right? The terefa is asur mehayim, nevela not. So you need to tell me both. Oh, so once the terefa and the nevela is accounted for, so now I can go back to my suk by the birds and be doresh the pasuk of terefa and say what? What is the word terefa coming to teach me? Terefa is coming to teach me where you slaughtered it, and still there's tumat metabiniyah, so the biyuda is accounted for. And don't ask me a question from the chelev pasuk. The chelev pasuk I use for isur halal isur. That tevela you get two isurim, and tevela you get two isurim, and they can't learn one from the other because each one has its own stringencies. And therefore, shalom Yisrael. Baruch Hashem.